It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. In the last few years, Oak Ridge and its major employers have drafted several plans to shape the city's growth. Details vary, but they focus on some common goals. To give a sense of how those plans might change the city, WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan brings us the second story in her two-part report.
The city of Oak Ridge has been developing a vision and a stack of plans, but they all boil down to this. Schools are great. The natural environment and arts community are big plus. The places where we live need some work. What's missing? Diverse and newer housing, neighborhood connections, and a downtown. You're probably out of luck if you'd like to live in an apartment or condo, or where you can walk to shops and restaurants. And with most houses dating to World War II, some neighborhoods are looking run down. Housing has become a drag on the city's growth. That's important because Oak Ridge has a unique problem. It was all built at once, nearly 80 years ago, for the Manhattan Project. That means houses and infrastructure are wearing out all at once, requiring a bunch of expensive fixes. For example, the city has to build a new $40 million water treatment plant, but its population and its tax base haven't grown to help foot the bill. Wayne Blasius is Oak Ridge's community development director.
It's not realistic for taxes to increase on the people that are here to try to make up for that 75-year-old issue.
Oak Ridge is the only city in the region where jobs multiply faster than the population. Oak Ridge National Laboratory has been adding 1,000 jobs over 18 months, says Jeff Smith, the lab's deputy for operations. But its employees mostly live elsewhere.
The places that our staff expect to live in aren't available in this city. It just doesn't have the inventory of housing. It doesn't have the right kind of housing, the right environment where people that we bring to the laboratory say, hey, that's a place I want to live.
That's why the lab and its big contractors ponied up for an Oak Ridge 2030 strategy by the same planning team that originally designed Oak Ridge in 1941. The strategy highlights big ideas, including a downtown on Wilson Street, a massive interconnected trail system, and a redevelopment corridor along East Fork Poplar Creek. Some gaps in new housing are already being filled by the market. If all planned subdivisions are built out, Wayne Blasius says the city's size could increase by half in the next 15 years. The 2030 strategy helped inform another vision, called the Oak Ridge Blueprint, approved by City Council this year. The blueprint was shaped by thousands of citizen comments after 11 public meetings across the city. It defines what residents value and what Oak Ridge could do to enhance those things. Jim Dodson, who serves on both Oak Ridge City Council and the Planning Commission, says the amount of public participation means the blueprint can't just sit on a shelf.
When they identify those things, then we need to take action on it. That's what I would pull out of both of these studies is one was driven by our employers, but one more importantly was driven by our citizens of Oak Ridge, and this is what they would like to see.
The blueprint was created to shape yet another document, a new comprehensive plan to replace the last one written in 1988. Oak Ridge is also using it to update zoning to accomplish new goals, like developing a downtown that mixes apartments with shops and restaurants. Focusing on Wilson Street required looking away from an older vision of the defunct Oak Ridge Mall as the city's actual main street. Small but concrete steps have been taken for pursuing the blueprint and 2030 plans, like a traffic study and design concept for the Wilson downtown corridor. Smith says these are the kind of steps Oak Ridge National Lab hoped to see.
The effort that the city just undertook is headed in exactly the right direction. We're fully supportive of what they're trying to do.
For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.